Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. It is April 20th, 21. It's a pleasure to be here. This is Deborah with you this evening on Tuesday night, and I'm glad to be here with you. And thank you, callers who are dialed in for ministry. We will be with you shortly. And those who are listening online, we thank you and enjoy you bringing your faith here to the household of the Lord. There's a portal of his presence opened up before us, and we just rejoice in his presence and what he permits and allows for us. He's done so much, and we certainly are grateful, eternally grateful and grateful on this side of heaven. Well, I spent a lot of time this morning. My day was a little, not mixed up, but I got turned around from my normal plan this morning, but it was good. I knew I needed to take care of a few things as far as writing some things out and really being focused in some quiet time to do that, which the Lord allowed, and that did come through very nicely. But during this reflection time, I was going through this particular folder that I had that I didn't realize I had written down some things from 2020. And I don't know if anybody else, just even during your time, during the shut-in, if you took any online classes or Bible studies or any reflection or journaling, I would encourage you to go back and look at that and kind of see what the Lord was doing and how he was directing you. And even if it wasn't, consistent maybe, but checkerboard, which mine was a little bit checkerboard because I had a few things tucked in there from 2019. And so it's just interesting to see the pattern, I guess, and see this reflection of this pattern that the Holy Spirit kept returning and bringing across my path. So, and I'm sure likewise it would be the same. You would see the same encounters and the same reflections and maybe even prophetic words if you have those recorded on your phone or written out or somewhere, downloaded. Saved somewhere that you could go back and look at those and kind of reflect on the wisdom of the Lord and how he was leading you and, what he's bringing, what he's actually bringing into your life now as he was leading you through that time as you were seeking him. So that was good and that was interesting. I do have a couple prayer requests. One, I was writing out a note for my mother-in-law. Since I was writing, I just thought, well, actually I made her a Mother's Day card. So my sister-in-law sent me pictures. They were at this garden and the azaleas were blooming and there was a picture of her by the fountain and the azaleas. So I printed it, put it on a little note paper card thing, and then I wrote her out a note and taped it to the inside instead of handwriting it so it'd be nice and clean and I could put more words in there. And anyways, she is in the process of her kidneys are at a 10% function rate, as last I heard. I don't know what the latest doctor's update is. So pray for the Lord that she would have the Lord's wisdom and guidance in her life. That is one thing that she asked for. And just how the Holy Spirit leads you that she, would have comfort and would not have to suffer. And just the Lord would take care of all those details that she will have need of over her time frame. And I even want to guess what that time frame is. But the Lord is good and he can do multiple restoration and recreation if he so desires. And she's 86. And then my daughter and her husband are trying to have children. So we just pray a blessing and fruitfulness on their lives. That would be awesome, and I would appreciate it. Come to agreement with faith with that. Well, hey, listen, one other thing I did want to mention, too, before I just read a verse. I don't have a lot to speak on this evening. like a teachable thing or expounding on truth. But I did want to mention this because I think that it is teachable and it helped me understand something processing something before the Lord. My husband and I, after church on Sunday, went out to eat at this one restaurant, and it used to be like a type of an Italian restaurant, but like super casual. We were going to get this like calzone or stromboli, whatever. And they changed the restaurant into something else. So we just stayed and ordered and sat inside. They had a lot of tables outside. Anyways, it was more different than we expected when we got in. But we just decided to stay and go ahead and order. And so anyway, he got a pizza and I got a wrap. And so when we were there, I did not recognize these people at first because it's been quite some time. It's been maybe almost 4 years. Even though we did make eye contact, at the time, I did not recognize them and at first sight and at first glance, even making eye contact, I was like, well, they look familiar. I don't know who that is. I'm like, they look familiar. I'm just not sure who that is. And partly they did look different in their appearance and maybe, have put some weight on, and that may have been it. I'm not sure. But I also knew as I contemplated, and then it dawned on me later who they were, that I did think, okay, Lord, what do I do? This is a challenging day. Like even the message at church was challenging. You know, the Holy Spirit showed me something, and then I was like, okay, I dealt with that. And then I went to this restaurant. I'm like, oh, man, this is, and I said to the Lord, this is a challenging day. So, but I was saying to the Lord, like, I mean, I would say hi to him and hello, but I don't know. Honestly, I don't know that I want to have a conversation with them because I don't want them, I don't want to reveal, like, what's going on in my life, what I'm doing. And I still want them to have that knowledge, and I'm not comfortable with it. Those of you who have listened to me have heard me say things like that light dispels darkness. And this is through a ministry experience that I know them. And this is where this comes from. This is what this came out of. The Lord was so gracious to me during that time and gave me dreams and gave me things to pray into and revelations. And then also, at the time, unbeknownst to me, awakened me and changed my prayer watch. And I started praying into that. And it was something like almost within a region, but it did have to relate to that. I mean, maybe not as big, but it did have to relate to that. And so not that these people were directly involved, but indirectly, so I just didn't want, that was real. Like inside of my heart, I was saying to the Lord, I mean, I'll say hello. I really don't want to chit-chat. I don't want to, I don't want to necessarily, there's no place to catch up. It wasn't necessarily that type of friendship at all, or relation, not at all. And I really didn't want them to have knowledge. I know this is strange, and I thought it was strange for me too. I did not want them to have knowledge about, what was going on in my life. I just didn't want them to have access to that. And so, and I was saying to the Lord, as I was sitting there, I was saying, no, I know this is challenging because I don't know what to do, but my desire is to not do anything. My desire is not to initiate it, not on my end. But that was like, I was aware of that. And then I was saying to the Lord, and I was apologizing to the Lord. I said, I'm sorry, Lord, that I'm just not maybe mature enough. Maybe I'm just not mature enough to step into this, And so I was trying to just evaluate what it was or what it wasn't, And then my husband ended up making eye contact with them. My husband said, oh, I thought he looked familiar, but I had no idea who he was. And so, which I don't even know if that, like now when I look back, I'm like, was that like, that was maybe God's grace, And so, and for me to even blank out, like, who is that? That looks familiar, but I have no idea who that is, And so anyways, I was just praying and asking the Lord to, I actually have something else I was going to say tonight, but anyway, I said to the Lord, Lord, show me what that is. Like, I don't know what that was all about. If I wasn't mature enough, like, I want to mature, like, I want to learn. I want to be teachable. I want to be yielding, and I want to learn. And if those are the things that I need to learn and look at, then I'm willing to learn and look at them. That's basically what I put that before the Lord. And then last night, if you were listening, Randy gave a word about closed doors. And I said to myself, oh, my God, that makes perfect sense. The Lord was, and not only had I closed that door, you know, years ago, I mean, it was done with it, but the Lord was actually closing the door. And I thought, that's beautiful and that's perfect. And then I thought, well, I'm going to share this with my husband because I just want to kind of get his feedback and his read on this. And when I told him about it, he said, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense, which is even beyond more perfect and beautiful in my heart and mind is like, and God was just stamping that like, it's okay. It wasn't you. You weren't lacking anything. It was like His grace was on me not to pursue, not to be fake, not to say, oh, I have to do this. I have to be this. Accidentally got cut off. My apologies. So thank you for waiting and holding. How gracious are you? So anyway, so the Lord works, you know, the Lord works with us in that manner in some ways where we even have that reining in and that holding back. And so it just taught me to even ask the Lord, you know, is that him and that trust. And I did ask him and then the word came forth, but just to trust even the unction in the moment. So here is the verse that I have is from Philippians 2:13. It says, for it is not your strength, but is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work, that is strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. So certainly he would know when to close doors for that, Jesus' name. And then I wanted to talk, there was a thing on this verse here in 2 Corinthians 3 that was just two verses, verses 4 and 5. It says, such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. And when verse 6 says, and he has made us competent as ministers of the new covenant of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. And so when Paul was talking to the new Corinthians church, I don't want to lose you guys again, he was saying, you know, that we are instruments in God's hands, right? You are an instrument in God's hands. And it's certainly not, you know, in any arrogance of anything in our own power or enlightenment or our ability, but we are simply instruments in God's hands. And that God alone could fulfill the promises that he has for our lives and for himself. And these promises have been an amen and ratified and fulfilled to you as we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? So we are his workmanship and his sufficiency. Okay, so it says, you know, it says, so trust, such trust we have. Some versions say confidence. Some talk about sufficiency. Okay, and we're ministers, and it's being ratified by his blood. And that comes so from It says, so even so the first covenant, God's will, was not inaugurated and ratified and put into force without the shedding of his blood. So without the shedding of his blood, right, that was ratified and came into our life. And that means to be ratified, it is, you know, he's forming the covenant that's validated. A validated contract, or you have been approved. By the blood, you have been approved to the contract with Jesus, to the covenant of the new covenant with Jesus. And so going back to the trust and the confidence, here's what the word says. Just if you look up the basic word of trust, just the definition of trust, and the like Webster's. It says a firm belief by ability and truth and ability or strength of someone. That's what trust is. Well, that's a firm belief. So our belief system, so sometimes our emotions and our actions can show us what we're trusting in. And if our confidence is in our own ability or our own power, is our sufficiency in our own self, right? Sometimes our emotions and wills will display where our trust is being held and where it's firm, where the firm belief is behind our trust. So I just want to pray that we grow into that, into our trust of the Lord, and especially walking through 2020, maybe many of us have grown in that, even if the reflection and going back and looking at that, and you see, you know, what he's speaking, any repetitive or repeated patterns, you know, insights and highlights that he has revealed to you, to begin to step into that in faith and to trust it with the confidence that he's given out of 2 Corinthians 3, you know, that he's instilled and ratified by his blood. You know, so that calling is fulfilled, again, in Philippians 2:13 that I read. It is him working in us to strengthen and to energize us according to the purpose. And so I just want to pray that. Let me see if there's anything else into this. No, we just need to believe our belief and trusting him and his ability and strength to rely upon his word, to rely upon the faithfulness and truth of his word and to trust that. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for every listening ear, every listening heart, God, everyone who has called in, God, by faith, everyone who is listening in, by faith, Lord, that is joining us even now, Father, in Jesus' name, we speak into their hearts, God, that you would instill by your blood and the ratification of your blood, God, that you've approved them into the new covenant, God, that they are joint heirs with Christ, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you've called them to do, God, that they would not remain silent in them, God, that they would not remain lack, God, that you would tether that thing, God, any lack in the, you know, in that line, that you would tether that and make it taut, God, that they could follow you securely and firmly, God, as you lead the way, Lord, I pray that they would take that step in whatever it is they need to do, God. I pray that you would bless the work of their hands, Lord, and whatever it is they need to do, Lord, if there needs to be a phone call, God, if there needs to be just a working, God, even if it's a new skill, if it's a new practice. You know, I was listening to something the other day. I just realized they were talking about Dr. Seuss, and they were saying Dr. Seuss was rejected by like 1,000, you know, of his first book editors and publishers, thousands of them, his first book, Dr. Seuss. I mean, I can't really remember the exact number, but it was thousands. And so, Father, we just thank you, God, for that thing that says, even within us, that there's you know, a lack of ability or structure or whatever it is that you called us to do, God, that we partner with you, God, that we are co-laborers with you and we partner with you. And we thank you, Lord, that you just drive out those hurdles and those hindrances in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that we just pray, God, I ask for the favor and the blessing and the anointing and presence of the Lord to fall upon your people as they take steps of faith and acts of faith and deeds of faith, Lord, and, you know, using their gifts and love and serving you, God, that you would bless that, God, that you would encourage them, that you would equip them, God, and you would speak to them, Lord, that they would say in that moment, here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am, God, being obedient to your leading, God, and we ask you to bless that thing, God, whatever it is that they're going to do or be before them and be active in, God, that you would bless it in your presence, Lord, that you would be with them to reason with them and to walk with them and to guide them and to instruct them for your greater glory. And we thank you, Lord, that as we do this, God, that we cover the lands with your glory, God. We cover the earth with the glory of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that it would be so magnificent, Lord, that it would draw people to you, God, that you would use it. You would use it, God, to draw people to you and to be a blessing, God, to your kingdom, to advance and to add to your kingdom, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for teaching us. Teach us to do it, God. Teach us to follow you, God, that we are not only believers, we're believing believers, God, but we're disciples and we're servants, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we allow you to create us and to mold us and to shape us into your likeness, God. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Okay, let's open up the phone line. Let me just write a couple of these down first so that I don't. This track. Okay. All righty. Here we go. First caller is 954-580. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, good evening. This is Carolyn calling from Jamaica.
Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
I am okay, thank you.
Good. Good. Well, glad to have you this evening and glad to hear your voice. So, Father, we
thank you,
God. Yeah, thank you, Father, for Carolyn, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, you know, Carolyn, for just hosting the, you know, having the hospitality to host the Holy Spirit, you know. And when you do that, when I say that, what I'm saying is naturally you carry him within you, but hosting the Holy Spirit is inwardly, this is my, as I'm saying, this is how I say it, is inwardly you are, it's almost as if you have very much knowledge that the Holy Spirit is a third person, not just the third person, the Trinity, but he's very active and very alive in your life and in the conversations that you have with other people. And, you know, when you're with other people that you're actually have like this friendship with him, that you're hosting him alongside of when you're with other people. And it's quite, there is a value that you give the Holy Spirit and his presence like that. And it is hosting the Holy Spirit, which gives him room to move. It gives him a place to land even. And it is really very precious because when you do this, you're creating and you're cultivating and you're establishing the rightful place for him in every relationship that you have. And so, you know, and how much he reveals of himself in that moment and what he does in that moment is certainly on him. But the creating and the cultivating and the establishment is only going to bring the increase or, you know, the to bring an increase, like at any moment he could just come like gushing in, you know, and, you know, it's because you host him and you make room for him and you make a place for him, again, in your conversations and in your meeting places and when you're with other people. And it's really very quite precious. And not that others, you know, that we, not that other believers don't do this, but I just sense that you are very intentional about this, especially when you sense the Holy Spirit's voice and his movement, that you, you know, like you're inclined to hear it. You're inclined to obey, inclined to move, inclined to, you know, listen and obey. And that's hosting him. So I thank you, Father, Lord, for this, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that as she creates and cultivates, God, and establishes these places, Lord, not only within her own life, God, but in the lives of others, God, that they will not miss that this is the presence of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord, you know, Lord of Lords and King of Kings has made himself known in that hour and in that place, not only to Caroline, but to those around, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your outflow, God. We thank you, Lord, that she's just even like enlarging this landing place for the Holy Spirit, Father. And we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for your outpouring, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. And let it be refreshing to her, God. Let it be refreshing to her, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. I really can relate to the words that you just said because I just try always to remember that the Holy Spirit is in with me, and I'm just ever so cautious of the things I do and say. And I really depend on him for establishing connections in my life.
Amen. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful testimony. I mean, I have really never spoke that to anyone before, you know, the hosting the Holy Spirit like that. So it is quite precious, and it's a welcoming place. I mean, it is. I mean, there was only one time where I did say to the pastor that I think I used that word. He hosts the Holy Spirit. I don't know if I said that, but not like I just spoke to you, because it's actually like you're creating this welcoming place for him. And he's welcome. And it is really quite beautiful because actually as I speak it to you and you say those words as a testimony unto him, it feels very inviting, like the Holy Spirit saying, like, to the rest of us, yeah, I want you to do this. Like, I want this welcoming place, you know. I mean, because honest, and sometimes if I leave the house and I have an errand, two or three, you know, that's what I'm focused, like that becomes my focus sometimes, you know. And I mean, the Lord shows me sometimes while I'm driving, but specifically with other people, sometimes it just can become the transaction or the facts. And it needs to be more welcoming of the Holy Spirit, especially when I'm with other people, even if it's just a transaction. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that was a good word to just even just to welcome him and be intentional. So God bless you for doing that and in your faithfulness and truth to him. Is there anything specific you would like prayer for? Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes, I am requesting prayer for my job. I'm going through a challenging time now there in regard to scheduling and So I'm just requesting prayer that the schedule will be, God will just enable the work environment to be peaceful and enabling the schedule to favor me, and he just allows like a settling of the work environment. Today I started a new department and it was very much chaotic, and I can't work well in a chaotic environment, and I'm just praying for just a calm, a peace, a smooth transition into this new department, the favor of God in regard to all that I do, and that the Lord will just be with me as I'm in this new department.
Okay, yes, I will pray for you. So, yes, I will pray, and the saints will agree with us in prayer and pray as the Holy Spirit leads them as well for you. So, Father, we just lift up Caroline to you, Father God, in this new job assignment or department, God, in and through this transition, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are Lord of hosts, God. And we thank you, Father God, just for the scheduling, Lord. We pray that she would have favor with the schedulers, God. I pray that you would just like shuffle that out to and grant her favor and grace upon that, Lord. And we just speak grace and grace to it, Lord, not only the schedule, God, but to the chaos. We speak grace and peace to the chaos, God. And I pray, Father God, that you would even be with Caroline to give her words of wisdom and words of knowledge in the workplace, Lord, that she, you know, that would be like solution-based, God, and that she could humbly, God, maybe even submit these, God, or they be discussed or emailed or whatever that might be, God. We pray the blood of Jesus over her workspace, Lord, and her work time, God, that you would cover that with your grace and with your presence, Lord. And we just pray, God, we just pray for the transition, Lord, that you would help with this these things that are chaotic, God, that you would help them to be sorted out, Lord, and for peace, Lord. And also even if they can't be sorted out in practical ways, Lord, that are tangible, God, like invisible and practical, God, that you would do it in such a way, Lord, that you would help her change her perspective if needed, God, to look on that, God. And I just thank you, Lord, that you are a God of solutions and that you make provision, God, that you provide solutions for her in the workplace, Lord. And we trust you for it, Lord. And we know that you abound in all things, Lord, and we ask you to abound in her workplace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Okay, maybe someday I can come visit you. No.
Amen.
Just kidding. Shemaine, I hear
Shemaine. Sure. You're welcome.
Okay. Well, thank
it's
you.
Beautiful.
God bless you. Okay. Take care.
Yeah. God bless. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much. Okay. Our next caller is 205-531. Meaning, who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Julia May from Alabama.
Oh, Julia May. You snuck up on me there. How are you doing tonight?
Just fine.
Good. Okay, thank you, Lord, for Julia May, Father God. In Jesus' name, we just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm just kind of seeing like a refreshing and like a even like a playful time with the Lord, you know, where like you ask him something, like where it's fun, you know. And so I thank you, Lord, just for like a new season of refreshing and, you know, cultivating even this, it's not, it's like, I don't know, if I want to say, it's not necessarily childlike. I don't know. Did I give you a word recently about like childlike faith?
Mm-hmm.
I did. Because I don't know why that's coming up again. Because after I'd seen it, I was like, I think I might have. So it's like, you know, you're conversing with him, and but you're also having fun with him, and but you're also like making a request, and it's very playful. It's like it's very playful, and but like in a refreshing. And I don't know if it has to do even with, again, just your faith being childlike, which is actually very precious, because of that reliance and dependence, you know. And but a new season, I see it like coming into a new season of this refreshing and this playfulness. So I thank you, Lord. And there also is like a, his love is on it. His love and his guidance. So I thank you, Lord, like in his nearness. So like you're going to make a request in this nearness and even playfulness. And, you know, and he's going to respond to that. And, so we thank you for that, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, just for the refreshing that you're bringing, God, and this new season, God, of the warmth of your love, Lord, for your daughter, God, and just the correspondence, God, of how you will respond to each other during that time. And I might not have, you know, all the best words for what I'm saying, but and just, you know, and the best word that I can think of is just the playfulness of and I don't know, and I don't, maybe there's a specific reason, and I don't know now why I'm using that word, and that's the only word that I can think to use to describe it at this time. You know, maybe that'll be like it's a foreshadow of what will be explained later. I don't know. But, Father, we just thank you, Lord. And then the fullness, Lord, of what you offer and what you give, God, and what you're extending, Lord, we just ask that Julia May would experience that before you, Lord. And the things that she asks, God, Lord, in request of you, God, we thank you that you will grant them to her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that in such a way, Lord, that it grows and establishes her relationship with you, certainly not in a manipulative thing in any sort, God, but in purity and out of your love, Father. We thank you for the season that you're bringing her into. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So is there anything specific you want to share or any prayer requests?
Praying for our nation, but one thing I want to share, I got to take John to the doctor Monday so we can take the pig out of her feeding line. So that's good.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they did take it out or they didn't?
No, we're going Monday. We're going to go Monday.
Oh, you're going Monday. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
She'll be happy to get that out.
Yes, I'm sure. Okay. Yes, I did see a little thing on the news clip about justice was served today. So we're thankful for that. And, yeah, we're thankful for the justice of God to be released on earth as it is in heaven and in the land, because we cannot function as people without justice. Yes.
Yeah, so, I was just reading about somebody got killed in New York. You see that? After everything, you know, somebody getting killed at these different establishments at a grocery store. I said, Lord.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, somebody, a lady in New York, saw a man shot and killed. I said, you know, when you turn around shooting here, shooting there, shooting there, it just seems like this. I don't know what it is. They're trying to find out now what caused him to, you know, shoot the lady.
I thought when I first praying, well, and interceding, where I was like, I knew I was to intercede, I would watch the local news, and if there were certain reports, like a child missing or something happened, like that type of thing, an injustice type of thing, where somebody was on the loose or there was a crime and they needed, you know, to be apprehended and justice needed to be served, I would pray into that. I mean, I think the Lord actually had, now that I think about it, that you mentioned that, I think the Lord just had me watch the news intentionally to pray into those things. And I would see, you know, for some time results, except for this one girl. I prayed for her for years and years and years. It was probably 15 years. And then I just seen a report on that not too long ago. But anyway, but I would pray for justice to swiftly be served and, you know, whatever the account was. But I know I say that because I don't know if anyone's in actually New York that lives in that state. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, when there's national news, we can sorry, I have to get up for a second just to move across the room. But I can certainly pray into that. But I didn't catch that part, so sorry. Okay, so let's pray for your daughter. So, we thank you, Lord, that you do move in justice, Lord, that it's definitely your heart, God, and you know it better than anyone, Lord, and we trust you with it, God, because we can't even trust our own judgment on justice at times, God. It might be slanted, Lord, so we thank you for grace and mercy as well, Lord, but where justice needs to be served on earth as you intended it to, God, that we place it in your hands, Lord, and that you would take care of it, Lord, that you would swiftly justice would be seen on earth, God, because it certainly is your heart, Lord, but it certainly is calling that we have, that we're humble and that we love mercy as well, God. So we thank you for your word, and we thank you how it even balances us, Lord, as humans, and knowing that you are the justifier, God. We thank you for that. And Lord, we pray for Jennifer, Lord, and her appointment on Monday, God. We ask that you cover her. Until then, God, we thank you, Lord, for no infection. We just rebuke any infection in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, God, for protection. We just declare and decree and proclaim the protection of the Lord Jesus Christ upon her vocal cords and her esophagus and her throat, God, and all the muscles and the cells and the functioning things, even to swallow, God, that they would all be in alignment, God, that you would restore that, Lord, to its fullness, Lord. And we thank you, God, for her just being patient during this time, Lord. And we just thank you for the rejoicing that will come forth after this appointment, God, and that it would be successful in every way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's always good to hear your voice.
Okay, thank you, God bless. Now you see and post about what's going on.
Yeah. Check that out tomorrow. Thank you. Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Okay. I have multitasking. Okay. 251-229. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Sister Deborah. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure for you to join us, for you to bring your faith here in the house of the Lord. I like to say house of the Lord, even though I don't know. But anyways, it's a tabernacle, I guess, of traveling tabernacle. PGN, the traveling tabernacle. Okay. Okay, thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for Sarah, God, and just bring her before you and your throne, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, you know, like you're in the center of God's heart, in the center of his eye, you know, where he calls us the apple of his eye, the center of his eye, the center of his heart, and the center, like, of his will, in the circumference, in the center of his will. So I'm seeing you in the center of that, you know, and some... Now, I'm remembering this, and I don't know, we've never talked about this to my remembrance and knowledge, but what I'm remembering is this, is that my daughter, she is, she, for a little while there, I don't know if she still does, but for a little while there, she would get some of her identity from being a middle child. And so, so I would change the verbiage on that, and I would say, "Well, you're not in the middle. God chose to put you in the center of our family." So I don't even know if you're a placement. I don't know if you even identify with that, but I don't know, you know, or if you feel like you're in the middle of something. I don't know, but God, you know, has your placement in the center. And it really changes our focus of, you know, because if you're the pupil of God's eye, the center of his eye, and he's got you in the center of it, you know, again, even going back to God is a solution-based God, you know. He came and he brought solutions, you know. And and sometimes that had to overturn things, right? It had to overturn, you know, cultural thinking and kingdoms, you know, and the way that they were ran and traditions of man. It had to overturn things, but it still was the solution. And but knowing that is that you're placed there for a reason, and there's a purpose in his will for having you where you are and being placed where you are in the center of it. And there probably is a solution to it, you know, like there's an outcome that would be a solution, certainly for certain, excuse me, not only his will, but the purpose of God would certainly be an outcome, you know, of being revealed with the purpose of God. And, you know, God doesn't always work in a linear way. Like he doesn't go from point A to point B. Like, you know, okay. I know you work with kids and I'm seeing like this, you know, the dot to dot thing, and you connect the dots. And then as you're connecting the dots, you can then actually see the picture, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, when the Lord works in our lives, he doesn't always go linear like that, you know, like he'll connect the dots, but it doesn't seem like it's like there, it seems like it's out of order, you know, until we start to see the picture, until we start to see it actually become developed in the picture, then we have the understanding and the purpose of why we were over there and how it fits in this area perfectly now. You know, there was a man that part of my training came through when we did counsel. It's part of the training and my practicum for counsel came through. And he said for a while he didn't know. He did insurance or he worked for, yeah, insurance, I think it was, some type of insurance. And he said, he said for years, I had no idea, how does this fit? How did my time selling insurance fit with what I'm doing now? And it wasn't until, like, God opened his eyes and revealed, you know, until it was time for him to walk in that season and to walk in that time, then God completely unfolded the purpose and the reason and all of the different aspects that he used from learning from that company and what he was to use it for in his counsel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was amazing. It was more than, I mean, I understood or could, you know, but he would say, it was like a flood that came in, like this flood of understanding all of a sudden came in when it was time. And the Lord revealed it, you know. So anyways, so Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Sarah being in the center of your will, God, for just having her there in the center, God. It's like it's almost like you're hitting the target, you know, you're in the center and you're hitting the target. So, Father, we just thank you just for the preservation of that, Lord, and your watchful eye is upon her, God, and we thank you, Lord, and agree with you that your will and your purposes would certainly transcend all understanding, God, but you would indeed reveal to her, God, as she seeks you, God, reveal to you, or reveal to her, Father God, just every aspect, Lord, of her life and the fitting together as she moves out from there and when you call her to, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, it's exactly on target. I was making some arrangements and moving some things around today, and I was like, okay, I was dealing with insurances, matter of fact, and this is so funny, funny how you would mention it, and I have one of them that's based on, you know, how much you make a month, your income, and then I have another one that's not, and I was like, when you were mentioning insurances and how you can move about and do some things, I was like, I'm going to move this one out of the way because it's limiting me on my income as much as I can make, and I'm going to just deal with one. So God was dealing with me with direction today, and as you were mentioning it and mentioning his moving, and sometimes he has different things that he places it within us and how he's moving things around to make it a complete puzzle, and how he can have you not go from, you can, he just moves in different directions, and then once he brings it all together, it fits perfectly. And
yeah.
I'm just thankful that that God has allowed you to speak like that, and it I was going to pray for direction. I was like, okay, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. But, Lord, I thank you for leading her tonight and guiding her, in which it just seems like it just all fits together perfectly. It's like what God is doing and what he was doing in my life today. I'm just thankful, you know, for your praying and the direction God was leading you. And then when you said he's moving me and being the center of his will, and long as I'm doing that and I'm in the center of God's will and everything that I was doing or what have you, it just really was shocking because I was like, God, I hear you. You know, it was as if I was making moves. I didn't know what I was doing, but yet, you know, this is just confirmation that I'm moving in the center of his will, so that's all I want. And I'm just thankful tonight for you, you know, and
well,
thankful.
Well,
Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I know you're honoring the Lord and saying I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I am just as amazed because, you know, as I was talking, then he was just enlightening upon my heart and mind what to say next. And then I had just thought of that, you know, of that counselor saying that, but I hadn't thought of it. And I don't even really remember all the pieces of why he said that. I just remember him saying it. So I offered it. So it blows my mind away that it happened to be insurance. What happened to be, it's just amazing that it was the same functioning piece in which you were dealing with. That it just amazes me. So that is wonderful. And I will say too, your heart and faith coming before the Lord, even while you're waiting, because I know I've done this too, and I'll do this even if I'm just listening and I'm not dialed in for ministry directly, but indirectly I want to receive from the Lord. I mean, I will pray and ask the Lord, you know, even when others are speaking. And I've received words that way before without actually literally dialing in. So, or opening up the phone line, I guess I'm dialed into the Lord, right? And, but I just want to encourage other people's hearts and just commend you for your heart of faith and asking the Lord, you know, asking the Lord before I ever even opened your phone line, you know. So God bless you for that, because that is a heart of faith, and that actually even pulls on the gift in faith as well for it to come forth. And that blessed both of us, to be perfectly honest, and you more than, you know, but that's the way the gifts intended to serve the body, you know, but truly that blessed both of us. So amen to that.
Amen. Well, God bless you and bless the ministry.
Thank you. Okay. You take care.
Okay. You too.
Bye. We wish her the best in all of her endeavors as well. Okay, so our next caller is 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Okay,
323.
Oh. It's Rita. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Rita?
Frida.
Oh, Frida.
Frida, yeah.
Can you hear me
better now?
Yeah, I think so. There's a little bit of clicking. Did you say Frida?
Yes, Frida.
Okay, from California?
Yes, California.
Okay. All right, well, good to have you. I don't know if we spoke before or not. I don't think we have we?
No, we haven't. I was given the number.
Okay, awesome. Well, nice for you to join us, and I'm glad that you're here, so thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and mute your phone line just while I pray, and then I'll come back to you and open up your phone line, and we'll talk a little bit, okay? There we go, just so it's a little bit, that way you don't have to mute your phone, and it's just muted on my end. Okay, so then you're free. That helps you be freer on your end. So thank you, Father, for Frida, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just bless her with the blessing of the Lord. And bring her before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just instilling your instruction in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, you know, let me just look up a psalm here for a second. But I also, I don't know if there's a type of healing that is needed. Hold on one second. I just want to see, as I look up this particular psalm, if there's something in reference to healing. Okay, well, it says on Psalm 23, where he refreshes and restores my soul or life and leads me on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, and your rod and your staff guide me, and they comfort me and console me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and you have anointed and refreshed my head with oil, and my cup overflows. So surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell forever in the house of the Lord and in the presence of the Lord. So I thank you, Father God, Lord, that you are a good shepherd, and not only are you a good shepherd, you are a great shepherd, God. And we thank you, Lord. We just pray for the restoration, Lord, a restoring aspect, God, on Frida and her soul, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for covering her, Lord, and even providing and making provision and setting that in place, even in the presence of her enemies, God. And moreover in that, God, is that she is forever in your presence, Lord. And we thank you, Father, even in the midst of the things that we walk through, Lord, you never leave us and you never forsake us. And, you know, when they make the anointing oil, and they take the different herbs and spices and whatnot. Well, they take the bitter and the sweet, and they compound them together to make anointing oil. And, you know, the Lord takes our lives as well. He can take the bitter and the sweet, compounds them together, and an anointing will come forth on our lives. With the presence of the Lord, as we allow, as we endure, and, you know, he brings forth the preservation, and we offer him a sacrifice of praise, you know, and through our prayers, and through that, he can bring forth the anointing. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for her life, Lord. And let me just open up your phone line, and I do want to ask you, Frida, is there any type of specific healing that you need at all?
Well, I'm experiencing uterine fibroids right now, and they were pretty bad where I had to be hospitalized for 8 days, and I'm not sure when they came about or how long I've had them, but it interrupted my life because I had never experienced anything like this. And so I went forward and made my decision to go ahead and go with an obstetrician gynecologist to do a procedure that is called uterine fibroid embolization. I think that may be the best route for me to take because of the severity of how mine's are, my particular fibroids are, and a biopsy and everything. There's nothing cancerous or anything like that, but the embolization is the most non-invasive one that they have that causes like less bleeding than the other options given. And I just wanted prayer over that, you know, along my process of starting to, well, I've already did the consultation and everything, but as far as just guiding me through the whole process.
Okay. So how long have you been dealing with this that you can recall?
September 12th of last year.
And are you done bearing children, or do you desire to have more children?
I've never had children.
Oh, okay. Are you able to have children?
not sure. I know they say fibroids are the cause of that. But as far as any fertility issues or anything like that, I'm not aware of that on either side of my family, if that ever come up. But
and do you
the
desire to have children?
I do.
Do you desire to have children? Okay, like in the future. Okay. Okay. And can I ask you this question? Did you happen to change churches or leave a church and then this particular incident began to happen?
No, I haven't. I haven't been a member of a church for years.
Okay. Okay. And then but have you prayed? You have prayed to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Do you remember an incident and a specific time where you invited him to come into your life?
Yes, I remember.
Okay. And how old were you then?
I was a child.
Okay.
Child, fairly young.
Okay. Well, let's pray about this. And you can just pray in your heart as well to receive as I pray. And I think I'll just pray, if it's okay with you, like just for a renewal of the Holy Spirit in your life. And then I'll begin to pray for the fibroids. Uterine fibroids, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we thank you, Father, just for your presence, Lord, and your goodness. We thank you for how you reveal yourself in advance, Lord, and how you speak, God, so that you can be seen and you can be known, God. And when your presence is seen and its presence is known, it's through your power, God. So we thank you for your power on the cross, Lord, that you would manifest that, God, to Frida, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for her heart and her desire to even call in and to seek you, God, because that's what she's doing, Lord. This presence and the Spirit of the Lord is here, and there's a liberty and there's freedom, God. And we thank you, God, that she renews herself, God, in a dedication unto you, God, in her heart before you, God, in her mind before you, God. And we ask, Lord, that you would lay upon her your presence, God, your goodness, Lord, that your angels would touch her, God, and make themselves known to her, Father, in Jesus' name, as she's in a refreshing way, and even in ways that she hasn't known before, God, that you would refresh and be known to her, Lord. And Father God, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus for these uterine fibroids. In the name of Jesus, we cast them out in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, Father, for the pain. God, we just rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We rebuke these fibroids in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your hand of preservation that is upon her, God, that even as your word says that you prepare a table in the presence of her enemy. Even now, God, you are sustaining her, you are preserving her, and you are providing for her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for covering her by your blood, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you just release your healing virtue and your healing power unto her, God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. And you dissolve those fibroids in the name of Jesus, Lord. We curse, God, any demonic influence, God, and Python and Leviathan work in her life in the name of Jesus. We break that off now and break its hold now in Jesus' name. And we break off every head of Leviathan, Father God, of her identity, God, and her placement within the body of Christ, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father God, and we speak life and health and fruitfulness to her womb, God, Father God, and your promises, Lord, to be fruitful and to multiply, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that you preserve that, God, that she could bear children, Lord. And just as Hannah prayed, Lord, and you've seen her sorrow and you've seen her weeping, God, and you answered her prayer. Lord, you answered her prayer as she came to you, Lord. And we ask that you do that here now in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. And of course, just to clarify with the listeners, that the children, God, that it would be in order and in God's timing, Lord, but you would just preserve that and that you would do that, Lord, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So can I ask you, Frida, did you experience anything while I was praying? Did you feel anything or sense anything?
While you were praying, I felt like a presence over me.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for revealing yourself. And, okay, and so you were going to call in and you were going to ask for prayer for that anyways?
Yeah, I was going to call in and ask for prayer because someone encouraged me, you know, that God uses doctors to heal us as well. And I had already inquired about the whole thing before someone else had suggested and encouraged me to maybe go through the procedure and everything like that.
Sure.
So I just want, you know, just prayer to oversee everything, that everything, you know,
works
out.
Yes. Yes, Lord, we thank you for working all things out for the good of those who loved you and are called according to your purpose, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, just for this place of love would enlarge her heart, God, and so would your purposes. And your call and your will for her life, God, be enlarged, Lord, and your goodness enlarged in her life as well, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. I will say, I do want to say that, I mean, I'm not sure how you heard about PGN, but last night, well, in the middle of the night, so I guess it was early morning, both of my hands were like, I felt, you know, I don't know, maybe it's somebody else calling, you know, and but I thought to even ask you if you needed healing, you know, when I was praying that psalm even, is that my hands were like tingling warmth, like a healing was going to come forth, like somebody needed mm-hmm. healing and was drawing and coming forth. So I'm just going to, you know, keep praying and releasing wherever that healing, you know, the Lord desires for that healing to fall and to be received, let it be so according to his word and according to how he, you know, and how he reveals and by, and whatever means that is, you know, but be so unto you in Jesus' name as well. So I will continue to pray for you this week. So bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to go to our next caller here. 919-995. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Cheryl. This is Cheryl. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Cheryl.
Yes.
Sorry, I got cut off. It was very bizarre. It just dropped. It just said I did not touch my phone at all. I mean, I didn't hit the wrong button or anything. It just completely dropped, which is completely bizarre. So
okay.
Sorry about that. And thank you for being patient. And you're calling from North Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's pray for you. Father, we thank you for Cheryl, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Lord, that you just drive things out, Lord. You just drive things out, God, by your power, by your might, actually by his might. And his mighty right hand, God, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And so I'm, you know, he's Ancient of Days, and he is unchanging in all of his ways, which he has established. And, you know, it's a firm foundation. And then I'm also seeing, like, you know, like a tree, they say when you cut the tree, you can actually count its rings. Assist me in there and to discover like how old it is. And so I'm seeing this like Ancient of Day, like even wanting, and it is an oak. So I know there's even verses on being established as oaks of righteousness. And let me see if I can pull that up. Yeah, so, okay, yeah, of being planted near the water and being established as oaks of righteousness. I need to change the version that I'm in, but him, even, I knew it was in Isaiah somewhere. So, well, Isaiah 61:3 says, and provide for those who grieve in Zion to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes and the oil of joy instead of mourning, and the garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair, and they will be called oaks of righteousness and the planting of the Lord for display of his splendor. And okay, so now as I read that verse, then I understand, like, it was like he was showing you, but that was the display of his splendor as he was showing you. Like almost how many rings were inside of the tree, but because he's Ancient of Days and he's established that from long ago, you know, he holds within that the ability to offer that to you and like, and just, and revealing it to you as a, how to, you know, revealing it to you in a sense of, displaying his splendor, also like his ways have been established. You know, he has established his ways from long, long ago, and they are like tried, trusted, and true. And you will be, in following his ways, you will be like planted as the oak of righteousness. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, just for extracting that word. And we bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. So Cheryl, do you have any thing we can pray with you for?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. Good to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well,
bless you.
You too. Thanks. Okay. And let's see. Oh, yes. 919-292. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Shaquilla out of North Carolina.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. So I had two callers back to back from Alabama, and then two callers back to back from North Carolina. So
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's fun for me when that happens. Okay, Father, we just thank you for Shaquilla, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the gift that she is, God. We thank you, Lord, just for writing even your Psalms upon her heart, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, some people say that the Psalms, the book of Psalms, the Psalms that are in there, you know, like they'll say, this is the phrase or the expression, is that the Bible speaks to us, but the Psalms speak for us. Meaning they are such an expression of the deep places within our soul and our mind that we might not even know how to put into words yet. But I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing these Psalms, the Psalms that he's writing upon your heart that you are offering back to him. So, Father, I just thank you, God, with the Psalms, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you, Lord, just for establishing that and writing that in the name of Jesus. And there's also, I mean, there are some different types of psalms in Scripture, I mean, in the book of Psalms, if you will. Some of them were written as songs, like actually sung, and there's a few different variations in there in the book of Psalms and what who they're written by and the attributes and whatnot. But some of them also are even like a prayer that is, you know, they let their request be known. It's like something that we could almost follow, like if we did a journal, if we wrote our own psalm, is we can let our requests be known, you know, and then we rely on his confidence of who, you know, who he is or who he says he is, you know, and then our dependence and, you know, where our trust is. And then the outcome, you know, like the thankfulness of the outcome. So I don't know if you've ever, you know, written even any of your own psalms, but it's very cathartic. It can be, you know, as you go through that, and it's like a written, really, it's a prayer. And sometimes when people write too, they actually are, you know, the word says like, when we approach God in faith with confidence, with a sincere heart and confidence in faith. And sometimes people do that with writing because it helps them keep their focus and where they are in faith with confidence and a sincere heart. So when I say writing, sometimes people call it journaling, whatever it might be. But I see that function and that aspect as you. I don't even know if you have a favorite psalm, you know, but I'm just seeing those functions and aspects taking place in your life. So bless you with that.
Amen. Amen. That was powerful. Thank God. And I thank you.
Yes. Amen. Well, thank you. And is there any specific prayer requests before I let you go?
I just have some struggles that I've been taking to God. So I would like you, if you don't mind, to touch and agree with me that I know I will overcome these struggles. But I'm just praying, you know, each and every day I just pray that God continue to give me the strength to overcome.
Yes, yes. And I think I understand, too, that I'm trying to reach for my Bible. Do you hear me moving? Why the Lord would even speak that about Psalms to you, too, because I would definitely go to the Psalms. They can be very, let me see if I can pull up this one that I was thinking real quick, even though I have other callers. But I just want to make sure I just follow through with, yes, okay. So here's how to write your own psalm if you were, like, here's the order. And if you need to go back and listen to this, you can. And this is taking from Psalm 13. First, there's the complaint. They offer the complaint or whatever the issue is that you're dealing with, okay? And then they make a petition for help. And then there's an expression of trust. And then gratitude. So Psalm 13 only has 6 verses in it. And all of those things are included in it. The complaint or the issue, whatever that might be, the petition for help, an expression of trust, and then your gratitude. And that's how you write your own psalm. And I really feel like the Lord, that's why he spoke that. And I needed to look in my Bible because I had that written down. And I knew that I wasn't saying it right the first time. I wasn't covering it the way I needed to. But, Father, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, you call us overcomers, God. And, you know, that little thing at the end of the sentence, the ER is the, not the suffix, yeah, the suffix, God, is like we don't just overcome and then that's it, we're done. You know, we're overcomers, you know, so it's a continual thing, a continual thing. And at the end of the day, if you lay your head down on the pillow and you can say, thank you, Lord, I overcame, and you can state what it is at the end of the day, that one thing, you know, and it, you know, you can use the 80-20 rule, you know, thank you, Lord, I overcame, all right, you know, whatever, whatever that is, you know, just thank the Lord, I overcame that today by your grace and your strength. And we read Philippians 2:13 earlier in the Amplified. You can even look that up. For he's creating and working in you and establishing in you his will and his, you know, pleasure to, you know, to work in you, in you and through you for him. So we thank you, Father. We just come in agreement, God, that she is an overcomer, God, and that as she even partakes, if you join on Thursday nights for communion, that she partakes, God, not only do we partake in your suffering, we partake in your victory, God. We're partakers of your victory, God, and let her receive that, God, from your bread of life and through the blood of Jesus, your victory over these circumstances, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
amen.
You so
bless
much.
You. Okay.
God bless you.
You
as well.
Thank you. Okay. So our next caller is 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello. It's Stephanie from Illinois.
Hey, Stephanie. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, let me pray. I'm sorry, I'm not going to have as much time to finish out. I have 2 more callers. So 910 and 951, we're coming at you right after we speak to Stephanie here. So thank you, Father. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord, for Stephanie. God, we just bring her before you. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So I'm seeing like some type of accent, or like a middle name or an accent the Lord is putting on something. Okay. I don't even know what. I just want to look up what the word accent means because maybe that means something. Okay, a distinctive mode of pronunciation of a language, especially one associated with a particular nation, locality, or social class, a distinctive emphasis given to a symbol or a word in speech to stress a pitch, putting a type of accent on something. So I don't know. Stephanie, do you have a middle name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. So he is, yeah, there is a, I'm not sure what Elizabeth means right now, but of course we know she's in scripture, and she was used to carry John the Baptist and ministered to Mary when she was pregnant with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the baby leapt, you know, John the Baptist leaped in her womb. She's filled with the Holy Spirit. The baby was just pregnant. So there's some sort of accent he's putting the emphasis, or the some sort of accent he's putting on Elizabeth, that your middle name. And I'm thinking it has something to do with the faith, like the faith that Elizabeth had as well, and the experience. But I would go back and like reread the account. It cannot be very long. You know, I know it's in the book of Luke. I'm not sure what other gospels it's in as well. But and then the meaning of the name, which you might already know. But I just sense the Lord is putting an accent on that part of your name, and with the framing and faith. And then through Elizabeth. You'd like prayer for this evening?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. You take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, good evening, 910-709. Good evening, 910-709.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Oh, hey, Sylvia. I was like,
hi,
for,
how
I
are
called
you?
The number, I was like, that seems familiar. Okay. As soon as I said the number, I was like, that's familiar. Okay, so thank you for joining us. Thank you, Father, for Sylvia, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just bring her to your throne, God, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, sometimes the enemy can masquerade, you know, as something other than what he really is. You know, he wants us to look at sometimes like the display of what he's masquerading as, when he's really not really that thing. It's something behind that is so much lesser and so much, you know, less equipped and less powerful and less frightening and less is less than, is basically less than, but he'll masquerade as something else. And I'm sure the Lord's opening your eyes to see that, like when the enemy is masquerading around as something as though he's not, you know, trying to be something that he's not, you know, and the really who he is, and to you know, simplify and to distill who the enemy is, and knowing, like when you see him masquerade, like that gets uncovered, that gets uncovered, and then you go directly to, you know, your authority and the blood and, you know, the dispensation of grace that the God's given us to put the enemy under our foot, you know, and even, not even just for you, because but for others as well. Like I see it being done in groups, and not necessarily like that it's this, like that it's this weird display of deliverance or whatever that you're doing, but I see this masquerade that is happening in groups, and you're able to identify it, and like you're not dancing with it. Like not taking the lead in that. You're not taking the lead in that. But you know it. Like you're just being mad, and then you just take authority. You use the blood, and but it's not this big display where someone's screaming and you're holding. You know what I mean? It's not like that kind of, like in the 90s kind of a thing. It's just like you have the authority, and the Lord gives you the insight, the wisdom, you know, and discernment to discern that, and then you already have in place, because you've walked through it, the authority and the knowledge and the blood and how to take care of that, you know?
Right.
And, you know, really the enemy, the enemy isn't any big deal. He's under your foot, you know, and he just wants he just wants to try to make our lives miserable and to make him think that he's bigger than he is, you know? And you are not, you know, it's kind of like a special ops unit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you have this training as like a special ops unit where they're like, okay, no, I'm not playing games, you know? And and you spot it right away. Like, you know, where most people are like, you know, you watch those movies and it's like nobody knows what's going on, but the people who are trained know what they're looking for and they know how to spot it and they take care of it. And they're deflecting it on the sake of the whole community.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so praise God. Well, that's so powerful and so cool.
It is. And I do that. Sometimes at church I see things that maybe it looks like no one else is paying attention to. And that's exactly what I do now. Oh, that's a good word. Oh, wow. Praise
yeah, that
Lord.
Is a good word. Yeah.
That is strange because when it's happening, I'm thinking that now, is this real? Or am I really doing this? And now I know that it's really happening.
praise God. Oh, my gosh. I love that he gave that word to answer your question. And that's what happened last night. Yes. Thank
because
you,
I
Jesus.
Am in a group. I am in a group of intercessors. We get in the bus on Thursday. And we ride around the city and pray over things. And sometimes I sense things, and they think I'm weird. And so they talk about me because my anointing is a little different from theirs. And so the Holy Spirit will act, you know, like make groanings travailing through me. So my church thinks something is wrong. And so when you said that, I've been doing that, and then I said, is this, you know, I'm trying to figure out if, you know, am I really doing this? Is God really using me to do this? And he really is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
so
you,
I'm
Lord.
So I'm going to have to question if it's really happening.
Yes. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you will be able to instruct Sylvia, Lord, to actually really put the words in her mouth when needed, you know, not in your own defense in any way, but when needed to be able to actually explain this in a practical way, the importance of following and listening and obeying God, but that she would put it in a practical way or even let her land on scripture that so describes what's happening, God, or whatever, God, so that she could have the backdrop and the backbone, God, to speak to these people. That your backdrop becomes the backbone, God, because it's certainly not in the flesh at all, but as the answer and the resolve to these people as well, God. And we thank you, God, even bring forth the word in church. Even if it's a word in church, Lord, that they would gain understanding into the ways of the Holy Spirit and our unique calling and giftedness, Lord. So we just thank you for that, Lord. But in the meantime, God, she just rest assured you answered her prayer and she's answering and responding to the Holy Spirit in obedience. And that is so powerful. That is a lesson right there. When we, you know, are questioning whether we're following the Holy Spirit because we're doing it in obedience, certainly the Lord would want to come through to say, yes, daughter, you're being obedient.
Woo.
Yes,
thank
daughter,
you.
You're following my spirit and my voice. Yeah, wow, that's perfect.
Oh.
That's beautiful.
It is. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
because I know some strange things were happening, and I was like, wow. Oh, thank you, Lord. Mm.
Yes, amen.
Thank you.
Well, hey, yes, I have one more caller. I was going to say, I haven't talked to you further, but I have one more caller.
Okay.
All right, bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, take care. Thanks for joining us, too. Okay. 4-6.
I just turned around.
469-706. Who am I speaking to? Oops. I'm sorry. Hold on one second. I'm sorry. The phone line. The phone line jumped. It is 951-966. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Regina from California. How are you?
Oh, hey, Regina. How are you?
Good.
Glad to hear your voice. Glad you're here. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Regina, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, we just bless her, Lord. We thank you just for peace and a firm foundation in Jesus' name, God. And I see the Lord, like, lifting you up on a firm foundation. And I don't know if it's a sense of, like, you becoming a pillar. But that is kind of the sense that I get as he's lifting you up. Yeah, you know, because you have chosen to stand with the Lord and upon the things of the Lord, you know, and to stand on the firm foundation because you chose those things. He is lifting you up as a pillar. And something like as that is coming forth, some things are being unearthed, but it doesn't matter, like it's not a concern. You know, where it says, I don't know if it's a song, but I think it's a song from the Word of the Lord where it talks about when we come into his presence, the things of this world grow strangely dim. So this unearthing is like it's not even a concern. It's not necessarily any kind of disruption. But I just see the earth being, you know, it's like being overturned as the pillar, or not overturned, but it's being disrupted around it. You know, so I don't know. That's all I'm seeing. So I don't know if that is any indication of anything or not. So Father, we just thank you for it. God, and we thank you for the establishment of that, Lord, and for making her a pillar. You know, as Psalm 144 says that, and you even make our daughters as pillars in palace style, God. And so we thank you for that, God. We just thank you for the inheritance and even the forming of, you know, and creating of what you're doing in Regina, God, for even her family bloodline to follow in that, in Jesus' name, you know. Because when you stand on the path of righteousness, you're creating a pathway for the generation to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our daily obedience and our daily loyalty and dedication to the Lord, you know, it might not seem like anything today or yesterday mm-hmm. or tomorrow, but when you have years of it, that's what people and your family, you know, and your daughters, you know, that's what you're establishing, a lifestyle for them to recognize and a pathway for them to follow, mm-hmm. you know. And even being a pillar, you know, in that verse 144, you know, that, you know, people, when they are royalty like that in palace style, then they create that within their, like that dignity comes, that, you know, the refinement comes, you know, they're seeing the things that are being established and then are created in the pillar. And then those things are examples, you know, whether they're directly being taught, but they're definitely being seen and known. And for that, they're mm-hmm. being taught, you know, indirectly, you know.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. So bless you. I'm actually over time, so.
Okay.
I just need to go. Was there anything you want me to pray for? I can pray 30 seconds, or I can.
No, it's okay. Thank you. But that's what I've been praying for my generation bloodline this whole week is what my prayer has been focusing on. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. So praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Good to hear from you. Thank you for joining us.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, everyone, take care. Shalom.